Hi everybody, welcome to Yachting International Radio. You're tuning in to Taylor Tech Stories. Today we've got Holly from Clean Sailors in talking about her career journey and her story. So Holly, I'll pass straight over to yourself to introduce yourself and what your company does, and then we'll go into how you got into this position and everything you're doing.
Hi Ben, and thank you for having me. So I founded Clean Sailors as a not-for-profit in 2020, the year of all years. But basically what Clean Sailors is about is mobilising our global sailing community in conservation of our seas. So all of our sailors, we love the water, not least because it's our passion, our pastime, and for many our profession. What Clean Sailors tries to do is bridge the gap between loving something and becoming an active ocean ambassador for it. So the way that we work, me and my small team, is sharing ocean topics, issues, all about the magic of the sea and how we can better look after it with our ever-growing sailing community.
Right, okay, magic. So, love the movement, love the organisation. How do you get, well, in fact, let's rewind. So, start of your career, what does that look like? Who are you working for or working with? Where's the beginning?
Where's the beginning? That's a great question. So I think really it started a bit before that, almost like growing up. So I think I learned to sail from my father and my grandfather, actually on a reservoir in the middle of Derbyshire, which smelled like goose poo. And it must have been, it felt like the middle of December. It was freezing, grey, wet, cold. And my sister and I were each given an oppie to play around in, and I just remember both of us like looking at each other trying to get back to shore as fast as possible. So it felt like a really crude introduction into sailing, but somehow over the years it stuck with me, and I've been fortunate enough to spend more time with my grandfather before he passed, and also my dad getting offshore, so most recently sort of crossing the Bay in Biscay and stuff. So sailing's always been with me. I've perhaps not always been able to practice it as much as I like, but certainly in the last 10 years or so, I've got more and more chances. I think when it comes to the environment, my father is an environmental engineer, so I think I've kind of grown up with a sense of responsibility. I used to find, you know, he'd always be like picking litter up or recycling stuff even before it was kind of a thing. And I think just the observation of, you know, it wasn't his stuff to be collecting, but that kind of sense of duty of just, it's there, I need to do something about it, I think resonated with me more than I realised, certainly until really recently. So I went to university and studied geography. It wasn't cool 10 years ago, but it apparently really is now. And what I really did that because it was my best subject, but also because I really love systems and processes. And I mean that in the sense that anything we do somewhere has a cause and effect, often in many different places. I mean, it's the proverbial stone in a pond and the ripples sort of spreading outwards across the surface of the water. So I really enjoyed that, the concept of, being able to measure one, species of microplankton in the Lake District actually determined or was an indicator of climate, you know, 1,000 miles away, somewhere across the ocean. So those intricacies and interconnectivity of the system in which we live was just fascinating to me. So I had a great time studying that. And then alongside sort of working with various international development organizations in London, where I was at uni, so like the United Nations Association, International Business Leaders Forum, it was all about connecting, you know, the global businesses to making a better environmental impact. And then sort of Clean Sailors came about a bit more naturally. It was a way in which I sort of thought about talking to a group of people that I knew or were like me, i.e. sailors and appreciators of the water. But also, again, just kind of playing on that sense of responsibility and duty that I learned quite young from my parents, was that if you know something, you kind of should be doing something about it. It's not enough to just have knowledge. You kind of have to implement it, and even better that you'll be doing it for something positive. And so other people can do something positive as well.
Yeah, so it's always evolved around this whole environmental thing and being environmentally conscious, and then evolving into studying it and understanding the full scope and impact of everything. And then quite naturally, this idea has popped up with Clean Sailors, and what do you actually do? So if the start of the idea, right, okay, I want to create a positive impact myself and work with different companies to do so, was the kind of a pivotal moment, a little light bulb moment, and say, this is how I could do it? Where did that kind of spark off?
Yeah, that's a super question. I think one of the biggest things that sort of got me started, well, there are two really. I think the first thing is I've just been learning so much, and there is so much that I've learned, whether it's around ocean pollution or what the sort of impact that the marine industry has and that we do as sailors when we're out in the water, that got me thinking differently about how I behave and how I interact with the environment and how I interact with, you know, stuff that I'm buying or where you dispose of it, et cetera, et cetera. And it was kind of Clean Sailors in some ways was a way in which I could share that with others, because it was big enough for me to change the way I was thinking. I thought, okay, wow, I've learned that. And other people should know this, because some of it's crazy and some of it's a little bit scary and some of it's a bit mind-blowing. So Clean Sailors initially in some ways was an idea of, this is a platform that I come across and things that they might find super interesting and actually they just need to know about, that you don't necessarily find in the mainstream media, but certainly that you know, is knowledge worth sharing. And I think it really, as a kind of concept, an initiation point, I think it really came around becoming more confident in offshore sailing. You know, you're further away from the shores and you get a different kind of sea, they get deeper and they get darker and the sky changes and your perception just becomes broader, stretched in some ways. And the most incredible sunrises and sunsets and wildlife, and you know, it's whales or you're swimming, sailing alongside dolphins, etc. You're so far away from land and what you know to be sort of like society and humankind. And yet there is so much crap in the water, excuse my language. There is so much, whether it's plastic bottles or floating chairs or whatever else. And it's really frustrating because you can go so far and have the most humbling experiences. And then there's always evidence of man wherever you are. So I think there was an inception in that kind of, well, I'm a sailor and this is obviously an issue. I love the sea, but we have to do something about it. And actually, because we're so close to the water already physically and sort of metaphorically through our passion, it felt like a really obvious way that we could all just sort of club together and say, okay, well, we're not just going to sail, we're going to be ocean ambassadors alongside that, and set a sort of different standard of sailor and what sailors in the sailing community could actually be.
Yeah, ocean ambassadors, I like that. So obviously you've done quite a lot so far, considering we started 2020. And you go around the industry and creating various partnerships and things. What's the vision? So forward thinking, what do you want it to evolve into? What's the goal? What's the kind of, yeah, I want to do that.
Our goal, I think, is really simple, is that every sailor becomes an ocean ambassador, i.e. that they're active in their appreciation for the sea and encouraging others the same. That's a big goal because there's hundreds of thousands and millions of sailors on the planet, you know, formal sailors, professional sailors, but also weekend cruisers and dinghy bobbers. So we appreciate that it's a big punchy ambition, but our goal is to spread enough information about what we're learning and research that we're finding so that everyone feels the same, because we were all converted once we had a different perspective and a different picture on, you know, what our oceans really look like. So we love everyone to be the same. And we believe that real change is going to happen if that's the case. Ideally, you kind of don't want to be existing in, say, 5 years. I mean, ideally, we'd all have really significantly taken on board what, you know, the impact that we're having. And then we're all naturally a clean sailors without it even having to be a thing. It sounds incredibly idealistic, but you know, the concept of clean sailors is not built to last. It's not built to be around forever. That's not a measure of success. It's what is your mission? How do you achieve that as quickly and as effectively as possible for the most lasting change? And then there'll be something else that we can be working on as a group of independent people who love sea sailing and science. So not perhaps what you're expecting, but very honest at the same time.
No, love it, love it. No, that makes perfect sense. Now you start thinking about it. But hey, look, Holly, thank you so much for coming on the show and tell us a bit about what you've done and what you want to do and aspiring to achieve. It's really refreshing and great to hear that things like this are happening across the industry in yachting and marine leisure and everything. So thank you for coming on the show. And we'll be in touch, and I'm sure I'll see you around in the industry.
Thank you for having me, Ben.
Okay, thank you, everybody. You've been listening to Yachting International Radio with Taylor Tech Stories, with myself, Ben Taylor. Today's guest was Holly from Clean Sailors. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and we'll be back next week with another one. Thank you very much. Bye for now.